You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Once a week, the new mayor of Toledo gets himself to work by hopping a city bus. Mayor Wade Capsicavage has promised to take a Toledo Area Regional Transit Authority bus to work once a week for his entire term. Mayor Capsicavage is here with us now. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
Why are you doing this?
I am doing this to really facilitate a community conversation about public transportation. Our public transportation system in Toledo is not as robust, I think, as it needs to be. It's a system that has struggled in recent years. It struggled to get its levy passed. It is supported in a number of ways, but not the least of which is by a vote of the public. And I said to myself that maybe the best thing that I could do is try to lead by example. Now, the city of Toledo does not provide any funding to TARDA. There's no ordinance we could pass to alleviate whatever ills it may have. But I still felt that by starting this sort of a dialogue, we could benefit from it. I mean, and just for a number of reasons, I believe that the cities that are going to win the future are those cities who figure out how to provide public transportation in a meaningful way. I know the millennial generation, has embraced public transportation. There's all sorts of data and evidence that they're putting off getting their driver's license until they're in their 20s. This contrasts, you know, to my experience. I mean, I'm 45 years old, so that puts me right in the middle of Generation X. But we just need to do better when it comes to public transportation.
And certainly that's a conversation that is consuming us in Southeast Michigan as well. And I know TARDA tried to switch its funding mechanism from a property tax to a sales tax, which would bring in more revenue. And that proposal did not make it onto the 2017 ballot. Why was that, do you think?
It was rejected by one of our suburban communities for placement on the ballot by a 2-to-1 vote. And there's a lot of reasons to go into that. And I don't want to speculate what they may be. I'm hoping that the reasons weren't either race-based or born out of the perception that only lower socioeconomic classes take public transportation, though that could have been some of the reason. I do know that for TARDA to succeed, it has to be seen as a way for middle-class people and folks of all backgrounds that would be something that they can use. And right now, I worry that it is only seen as a mode of transportation for those who are disadvantaged economically. Our newspaper locally editorialized recently that TARDA needs to decide what it is. Is it a social service agency directed mainly toward the poor, or is it a public transportation system that can lift folks of all demographic groups higher? That's part of the discussion, I suppose, that maybe my ridership is promoting. I know what I believe the answer needs to be, and we just need to get there. Look, this Amazon.com HQ2 proposal, one of the things, and they were very specific, as you might recall, on the sorts of things that they were looking for in a city that they were going to choose for their second headquarters. And there were a number of things, the size of the international airport, the access to markets. But one of the things was, is there a robust public transportation system?
And we had that was the big issue here in the Detroit area as well.
Yes, and I mention that now to say that is an indication of the future and where the future is headed. And these dynamic companies that are forming or helping to shape the future of our economy embrace public transportation and, in fact, demand it. Millennials demand it. And cities like ours that struggle to find that mix when it comes to public transportation are going to struggle. So that's why I'm doing it. And it has been a wonderful experience thus far. I've done it, this is my third week in office, so, I've only done it a couple times, but I'm going to do it many more, and the benefits are endless. You know, it's a great opportunity to sort of prepare for the day and send those last couple emails during the 15 or 20 minutes that I'm heading to or from work. I think we could all use a little more exercise, myself included, goodness knows. So the least I can do is to try to lead by example like this once a week, and that's what we're going to do.
Toledo Mayor Wade Capsicavage commuting once a week on a public bus in order to call attention to public transportation in the Toledo area. Thanks for talking with us, Mayor.
Thank you.